Ozdag, this is dictating on Robert Crowley. C-R-O-W-L-E-Y. Crowley, Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T. Date of birth, 6-21-55. Date of visit, 11-21-22. Please make a copy for Dr. Daniel Dantini. D-A-N-T-I-N-I, Dantini, Daniel. The next paragraph. Chief complaint is persistent cough and intermittent hemoptysis. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 67-year-old male with a history of recurrent bronchitis and persistent cough, has had mild hemoptysis on and off for a few months. The patient went for a went for a chest X-ray on 10-17-22, which showed a patchy infiltrate in the right middle lobe, suggestive of pneumonia or atelectasis. He was given a course of antibiotics for a week, and the patient states he has been breathing easier and had no hemoptysis over the past 2 days. He has had no weight loss, denies night sweats or fevers, but has some postnasal drip with sinus drainage. He has no shortness of breath. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of sinus surgery. He also has history for anxiety, and he had prostate cancer diagnosed more than 5 years ago, and is being monitored by the urologist. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug. Allergies to Cipro. Next paragraph. Habits, patient denies history of smoking and drinks beer mostly. He's retired and worked in sales. Next paragraph. Family history, father died of brain cancer, mother died of old age. Next paragraph, system review of the patient has no fatigue or fever, no glaucoma cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. His urinary frequency, no dysuria or flank pains. Denies leg or calf muscle pains. He has coughing spells and shortness of breath. There's no abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting. Denies palpitations or leg swelling, no anxiety or depression. And he has no joint pains, muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss. Next paragraph. Med list included Xanax, 2 milligrams HS. Next paragraph. Physical exam, this averagely built elderly white male was alert, no acute distress. There's no pallor, cyanosis, ictus, or perforedema, or lymphadenopathy. His blood pressure 130/70, pulse is 72 respirations. 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 176, saturation 98. HEND norms Phallic peoples reactive and equal. Thank His Majesty as North Nation, so it was clear. Next up, the number is in the thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest. Equal movements with diminished breath sounds of the periphery with scattered wheezes anteriorly and prolonged expirations, no crackles. Heart, the absence of regular asthma and S2, no murmur, no S3. They have diminished soft obese without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. The extremities reveal normal deflexes. There were no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin was dry and scaly. Next paragraph, impression number one. Right mid lung infiltrate. Probable atelectasis. Number two is hemoptysis. And number three is prostate cancer. And number four is anxiety. Next paragraph. Plan. The patient has been advised to repeat a chest CT. And complete pulmonary function study, as well as a CBC and a coagulation profile. The patient was advised to have a bronchoscopy to evaluate the hemoptysis. And he also will get a complete pulmonary function study with lung volumes. A Ventolin inhaler was added, 2 puffs as needed, and was advised to come in for a follow-up in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for the consultation. Copy this for Daniel Dantini, M.D. Dantini, D-A-N-T-I-N-I.